equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Fear. It's relentless. Millions longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's ministry success has produced a winning book, The Final Demise of Fear, answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation.
In that moment, people will dial 911 and 811 and 711 and 611 until their fingers are red, but no one will answer. In that moment, someone will scream, my child is gone. Mothers will run into the streets with baby blankets. Where's my child? I just cuddled him in my arms. So today we're going to talk about surviving the post-rapture world. There will be a world, this one, after the rapture. Many millions will be left on this earth for the next 7 years. I'll tell you about it. Or the second title would be, how to catch up when the rest of us been caught up. Amen. Look at somebody and say, get right. Or get left, because soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Matthew 24 says it this way, two will be in the field farming, one will be taken, one will remain. Two women will be working at Panera Bread Bakery, one will be taken. Before she gets your order, the other will be left to endure the horror. Be ready, for in an hour you think not, the Son of God comes. Do you know why that book's still the bestseller of all time? Because it is accurate in its predictions. Not one of his words falls to the ground without being fulfilled exactly as he said it would. In that moment, people will dial 911 and 811 and 711 and 611 until their fingers are red, but no one will answer. In that moment, someone will scream, my child is gone. Mothers will run into the streets with baby blankets. Where's my child? I just cuddled him in my arms. Let me give you the timeline. You ready? Number one, the rapture of the church. I remind you this morning, there is not one single prophetic utterance in the 1,166 pages of that Bible that must be fulfilled before the rapture. Rapture drill. It may happen before I do that the next time. Everything is in place. Number two, the Antichrist will be revealed. And there will begin 7 years of tribulation woe, your Bible says, such as never been on the earth. You don't want to be here. Number three, then after 7 years, the Lord himself will come back riding on that stallion and all his saints with him. And the battle of Megiddo, the battle of Armageddon, will begin in the valley of Elah, just outside of Jerusalem, where your Bible prophesied blood will run bridle deep to a horse. And it's not a little trench. You can't see from one side of it to the other. Next, after Jesus goes down through the Kidron Valley and up onto Temple Mount, he's going to sit down on his throne. We'll be with him for 1,000 years. And your Bible said, I saw the new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth coming down out of heaven for you and I to inhabit and rule and reign. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9 says, history merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is new. There's something called the doomsday clock. The doomsday clock has been put together generations ago by the greatest scientists on earth. It has a 1 hour time lapse. Where the clock's arms are is determined by how close we are to nuclear annihilation. In 2023, the doomsday clock was set at 90 seconds to obliteration. That's how close the skeptics and the atheists say we are to annihilation. It has remained there throughout 2024. Three main reasons. Number one, the Russia-Ukraine war. Political machines in nations like America and Russia want to keep the wars going as much as they can. Everybody knows we could give Ukraine back to the Ukrainians in the next day. While thousands are being slaughtered and politicians argue. That whole thing, you've heard it and heard it and heard it so much that you're numb to it. What's going on right there, and what I'm telling you in the next 60 seconds, is what has put us almost to midnight. The world around us is becoming more and more disoriented, more dangerous, more deadly. It can be helpful to remember this is not the first time this has occurred during Earth's rebellious career, nor will it be the last. World Harvest Church, with its sprawling campus, all to the glory of God, there it is. So let me give you the precise GPS satellite coordinates. There they are. 39.8913-82.8280. From wherever you are on this planet, will lead you here. Listen closely. There you will find instructions specifically about what to do when you miss the rapture. I have spent my life pointing the unregenerated masses by the millions to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and I stand here to let the world know I will still be doing it after I'm gone, by death or by the rapture. This will not be in any way easy. But your eternal future depends on it. It may even cost you your physical life. A small price to pay to receive eternal life with God in heaven. Please share this message with as many people as possible, but use caution and discretion. Not everyone will be receptive, and many will be violently hostile toward this message and toward you. We pray to see you in heaven. See Revelation chapters 21 and 22. May the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Signed, Pastor Rod Parsley. This message was preached Sunday, March 7, 2010. If you miss the rapture, remember today, try not to panic. Realize you missed the rapture, and you are now in 7 years of tribulation. Get a Bible and pray. Do your best to find some survival equipment. Have a survival plan. You'll need water. It will all be contaminated. You'll need food. There won't be any. And without the mark, you won't be able to buy any. Try to find shelter in a cave if you have to. Make no alliance with the Antichrist nor the false prophet. Do not take the mark of the beast. Endure the torture if you must. There will be no anointing. There'll be no Hammond organ, no choir singing, no preacher preaching. There will be only hate and horror and hell following close behind. Or don't miss the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, God has not appointed you to wrath. He does not want you here. He wants to catch you away in the rapture of the church. Get right or get left. Well, I certainly pray that my message, on time message, about the rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ has stirred your heart regarding biblical end time prophecy. I hope it's prompted you to great action. As you've just heard, we're rapidly approaching the dawn of eternity. We're on the precipice. We're on the edge. We're on the verge of eternity. Every time I study this book, I remember the book is right and they're all wrong. And I'm convinced every time I go back into it that this will be the season 1 year when the trumpet of God will sound and the Lord Jesus Christ himself will fulfill his words to us. This same Jesus that you see go away shall return in like manner as you have seen him go, and the church will be harpazo, caught up into the clouds to be with him forever. So shall we ever be with the Lord. The season now, did you hear me? The season we're in
right now is the feast season of Tabernacles. Its magnificent centerpiece is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The Lord Christ came as a high priest of good things to come, entered into the holy place, your Bible says, once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. You and I, of course, can never, ever repay the Heavenly Father for the gift of His only begotten Son, nor the Son for His bleeding sacrifice on Calvary. But here's what we should do. Here's what we must do. We must respond in thanksgiving and praise with our very best atonement offering. Father commanded it. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, paid the price on Calvary's cross so we could have access to presence and restoration. Now you hear me. If and only if we obey. And that's why I want to encourage every one of us today to place an offering in each hand, then lift that up to Jesus in a great praise offering of double blessing. There's no set amount that God's word commands. But remember this, it's never equal giving, it's equal sacrifice. And I know there are those who every year set aside, you look forward to it, to bring a double portion atonement seed, many a seed of $1,000 as a memorial seed before the Lord of your thanksgiving for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Many of you tell me, Pastor, that's the time of the year when I sow in a significant way, and I believe it would be pleasing to God for you today to place an offering in each hand, a double offering. Pray over it. Father, speak to my friends, speak to my partners through the Holy Spirit. Guide them and direct them in their response to your most holy gift to us on this holiest day of the year. Your obedience can position you for God's double portion blessing. When you do, of course, you'll be helping breakthrough. You'll be helping me to preach this glorious gospel and proclaim Bible truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. Come on, I need somebody to help me today to continue to preach that truth. Very soon, we must win souls every day. Every day. I can't afford just to be here a couple of times a week. I need to be here every day preaching this gospel before He comes.
The Day of Atonement is rapidly approaching, and Yom Kippur is by far the holiest day on God's calendar. This is a God-appointed prophetic season when either the Lord will return in the clouds or the windows of heaven will open wide for those who respond with an atonement offering in faith and obedience.
Celebrate as He commanded by October 2nd, and don't appear before God empty-handed. Respond today with a double portion offering of $50 or more, and Dr. Parsley will say thank you by sending you his insightful message, The Final Roar, The Questions, The Answers, The End of the Age, along with the companion book, The Final Roar.
For those led by the Spirit to increase their offering to $100 or more, we'll add the powerful 5-message series on the book of Revelation, the Last Letter. Specifically created for breakthrough in Israel, this beautiful gold and silver-plated replica of the temple can be a symbolic representation of the atonement in your home. It's our gift to you to recognize your uncommon atonement offering of $1,000 or more.
Please remember, every gift, large or small, honors God and helps this global ministry reach souls. The signposts on the road to Armageddon are in view. Christ could return at any moment.
Call with your atonement offering before Thursday or scan the QR code to go directly to ronparsley.com.
There are only two choices, heaven, hell, and God respects you so much. He said, I gave my son for you, and I've got heaven ready for you, but you choose. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. I have 30 seconds. 30 seconds between you and the decision that will seal your eternal destiny. 30 seconds of a choice. When I say three, you want to pray. Just raise your hand. We will pray together. And when the rapture comes, you'll be headed to heaven. No tribulation. No woes, no trouble. This is it. No mark of the beast, no antichrist. On three, raise that hand, do it now. You'll be so glad you did when you stand before God. Hands are already going up. One, two, three, raise that hand and leave it up. Do not put it down. Dude, this is eternal. Don't put it down. Every person, hear me, every person with your hand raised, move into the aisle, bring your purse, bring whatever you need, and come and meet me right here at this altar. Come on, come on, come now or come later. Come on, down every aisle. Somebody shout, church. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, darling. I beg you if I have to. One moment in hell, you would to God you'd have responded. Come on. God of heaven and earth, I come to you today just like I am. I don't pretend to be anything but what I am. I am a sinner. I have committed sins. I'm sorry. I repent. But today, I heard good news. I can be forgiven. So I ask you, forgive me. Wash me. Make me clean. Give me a new heart. Satan, you're a loser. I will not serve you. Go from me now. Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you. Believe in you. Confess you as my personal Savior. I will live for you as you show me how. It feels so good to know I'm on my way to heaven. I could almost clap and shout, oh, why not?
The Day of Atonement is rapidly approaching. And Yom Kippur is, by far, the holiest day on God's calendar. This is a God-appointed prophetic season when either the Lord will return in the clouds or the windows of heaven will open wide for those who respond with an atonement offering in faith and obedience.
Celebrate as He commanded by October 2nd and don't appear before God empty-handed. Respond today with a double portion offering of $50 or more. And Dr. Parsley will say thank you by sending you his insightful message, The Final Roar, The Questions, The Answers, The End of the Age, along with the companion book, The Final Roar.
For those led by the Spirit to increase their offering to $100 or more, we'll add the powerful 5-message series on the book of Revelation, The Last Letter. Specifically created for breakthrough in Israel, this beautiful gold and silver-plated replica of the temple can be a symbolic representation of the atonement in your home. It's our gift to you to recognize your uncommon atonement offering of $1,000 or more.
Please remember, every gift, large or small, honors God and helps this global ministry reach souls. The signposts on the road to Armageddon are in view. Christ could return at any moment.
Call with your atonement offering before Thursday or scan the QR code to go directly to ronparsley.com.
If you prayed along with Dr. Parsley, we want to help you make it all the way to your heavenly destination. New Direction is a helpful and free roadmap. Each page will help keep you headed in the right direction every day. Your new life full of hope and promise. Please ask for New Direction by calling 24 hours a day or when you visit rodparsley.com.
Well, now, before I have to say goodbye to you for this broadcast, there are two very, very important items that I want to make you aware of. So listen now very closely. Here's the best part. They're both absolutely free. I hope your name and email address is registered to receive my multi-part 10 Days of Awe teaching series. Every day, you'll open that email and be blessed, encouraged, strengthened in your faith, and thoroughly equipped to know what these days really mean. So please call that number right there on your screen or just go to rodparsley.com. Sign up today. Remember, absolutely free. And I'm so very, very encouraged, blessed, really, by your comments concerning the brand new Rod Parsley podcast. I am having a time. Every week, we post a brand new one. So many are telling me they're experiencing a side of this gospel preacher they've really never seen or heard before. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. So mark your calendar. Tuesday mornings, 8 o'clock is when it drops. You can watch or listen anytime thereafter, wherever you receive your podcast. May the Lord Christ bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. May he lift up his countenance upon you this very day. I'll see you next time.